come from.
Shouldn't we be worried about that?
She asked, pointing at the transport. It was huge in the sky now, or seemed so, and blazed like a false sun.
Worry all you want,
said Master Satil.
Unless there's something you can do about it, I don't see what good it will do.
Axe had no good answer to that, so she followed with something approaching obedience. The Grand Master had impressed with more than her telekinetic and telepathic skills. Her speed and decisiveness in combat were unbelievable, but she never once made a sound. Her face was calm, almost serene, as she slashed and hacked through the hexes. There was a tranquility about her, almost a blissfulness that spoke of an intimacy with violence Axe had not expected. To the Sith, violence was an art form. To Master Satil, it seemed like life itself. That didn't marry at all well with what Axe knew about the Jedi. Weren't they emotionless, self-righteous hypocrites who fought only when it suited their interests? Didn't they disdain passion and preach powerlessness to all who would listen and obey? For the first time, Axe saw that there could be strength in serenity and steel beneath stillness. Something exploded in the next ravine across. Before the debris ceased falling, Master Satil had them in the middle of a firefight between a squad of entrenched troopers and no fewer than 30 hexes. The explosion didn't seem to have had much effect on the hexes' operation as a whole. If anything, they fought more determinedly than ever. The assault teams had to find another way to attack the installation if they were to have any effect on the CI at all. The platoon's lieutenant, an Imperial, acknowledged their presence with a grateful wave.
The Major's over there,
she said, pointing when the skirmish was over.
We're picking up vibrations consistent with geothermal drilling.
Of course,
Master Satil said.
That's what they're up to. If the CI can tap into the planet's deeper layers, it'll have all the power it needs.
To do what?
Asked Axe.
That we don't know,
said the lieutenant.
We found a shaft 2 avenues away, but it's heavily defended. We can't get close enough to lay charges.
We'll take care of that,
said Axe.
No need,
said Master Satil.
Tell your troops to fall back. I want the area evacuated as quickly as possible.
What?
Axe couldn't believe what she was hearing.
You're giving up?
Not at all. Just letting something else do our work for us.
She pointed at the sky, at the stricken transport bearing rapidly down on them.
Yes, sir.
The lieutenant began calling orders through her comlink, and backed them up with another round of flares, just in case the message wasn't received. Immediately the troopers began pulling back, firing at the hexes coming in their wake.
What happens if it doesn't land in exactly the right spot?
Axe asked Master Satil as they leapt across the maze.
I don't think it needs to,
the Jedi replied.
If the CI is drilling for geothermal energy, those shafts will be tapping right into the magma layers. Unplug the shafts, and what will we get?
A volcano,
she said.
Lots of volcanoes.
Exactly. We could take out the Hex's brain with one hit. Best we not be standing too close when it happens, eh?
Again, Axe was struck by Master Shan's calm. How could she be so sanguine when the island they were standing on might be about to erupt into flows of molten lava? Surely she felt some apprehension about what might happen. Axe flipped down the visor of her helmet.